Major League Baseball umpires say they don't need Big Brother second-guessing their calls. Today, federal arbitrators began hearing a grievance from the umps about a camera-based technology being used in the big leagues for the first time. The system was developed by a company called Questech. Baseball officials say they want to more clearly define how balls and strikes are called. Umpires and players say the system is flawed. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
Baseball has never relied much on technology. A ball, bat, and glove is pretty much all you need. But now, here in Phoenix, Major League Baseball is using technology to grade an umpire's performance behind home plate. The Questech cameras have been a hot topic on sports talk radio programs recently.
About Big Brother watching the umpires, these cameras that are now
Questech.
Yeah, it sucks. They're great.
Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Curt Schilling is upset about the cameras because he says baseball is trying to quantify something that's different for every batter.
The strike zone moves; it changes. So there is no way to really, I don't think, automate the balls and strikes, and you're trying to automate human judgment.
Officially, a pitch is a strike if it crosses home plate between the player's chest letters and the hollow of the knee. But that call's always been left open to the interpretation of umpires. Baseball players have long grumbled that the strike zone can vary widely from umpire to umpire. So, at the direction of the commissioner, Major League Baseball's Vice President of Operations, Sandy Alderson, tried to introduce a greater level of objectivity.
The purpose here is to get a strike zone that's called more accurately and consistently than it has been in the past. And I have to tell you that by most observers, that goal has absolutely been achieved. The strike zone is far more consistent and accurate today than it's ever been.
The information the cameras gather on each pitch is sent electronically to baseball headquarters in New York, where it's used to evaluate the umpire's accuracy. Baseball executives expect the umpires and cameras to agree 90% of the time. Their jobs aren't at risk if they don't, but umpires could lose out on lucrative extra assignments, such as the All-Star Game and World Series. Attorney Larry Gibson, who's representing the umpires, says they're so worried about being second-guessed by the cameras that they lose focus on the game.
I've never met an umpire who agrees with this system. I've looked at with umpires hundreds of Questech discs. We have never found a disc where when Questech disagrees with the umpire, Questech is usually right. It is usually wrong at least 70% of the time when it disagrees with the umpire. So it's just not a reliable system.
Questech hires operators to aim their cameras at home plate. Those employees often have no prior experience with the technology. Still, the company says its calls are accurate to within a half inch. This mechanization can work against pitchers like Curt Schilling, who has a notebook not only on every hitter he's ever faced, but on the tendencies of each umpire, too. He relies on accuracy to help him put the ball over the black edges of home plate, pitches that were strikes, he says, before Questech.
When the black of the plate is consistently being called a ball now, that changes how I approach hitters. I have to throw the ball more over the center of the plate and give the hitter a lot more opportunity to drive the ball. That's a bad thing for me.
Some players complain that star pitchers such as Schilling expect the benefit of the doubt from umpires. For his part, Schilling took his frustration out on a Questech camera following a recent game. He was fined $15,000 for smashing it with a bat.
You can't hide from technology.
Sandy Alderson says that while Questech is not perfect, umpires and athletes alike will have to adjust to an evolving environment.
And the definition of credibility and professional acceptable levels of performance keeps changing based on the kind of technology that is available that goes to all sports and to all sports officials that holds them accountable in ways today that never existed before.
10 major league stadiums are using the cameras now. There are plans to install them at more parks later this season. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.